Turkish police have arrested nearly 500 people in clashes with anti-government protesters in Istanbul and Ankara. Turkish trade unions have called for a nationwide strike in protest at the ongoing crackdown. Protests rage on despite the heavy-handed security response, which has so far resulted in 5 deaths. In Saudi Arabia, scores of political prisoners are on hunger strike to protest their detentions without trial. Activists say more than 70 inmates have joined the move. Nearly 30,000 people are said to be held in Saudi prisons for political reasons. Most of them have not been charged. In Yemen, a large number of Houthi demonstrators have rallied against the killing of Shia Muslims. The protests took place in Sana'a. They called for the prosecution of those responsible for the killing of 10 Shia Muslim demonstrators outside the National Security Intelligence Headquarters last week. A new report shows Britain spied on foreign dignitaries attending the G20 summit meetings in London back in 2009. The Guardian says it has classified documents detailing secret monitoring of officials at the summits of G20 leaders and finance ministers. British officials are yet to comment on the issue. In France, President François Hollande's Socialist Party has lost a parliamentary by-election to opposition parties. The Union for a Popular Movement, UMP, has won the majority of votes, followed by the National Front Party. This is the third loss for socialists in by-elections since last weekend. U.S. lawmakers are pressing President Barack Obama to impose a no-fly zone over Syria. This in parallel to sending weapons to insurgents who are trying to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Earlier, the U.S. accused Damascus of using chemical weapons against its own people, a claim Syria has rejected as a lie. Well, a new report says the sales of U.S. drones are thriving, this in spite of deep cuts in U.S. defense spending next year. Washington uses its assassination drones in several Muslim countries such as Yemen, Pakistan and Afghanistan, claiming that they target terrorists. But local sources say civilians are the main victims. Iran's president-elect has met with the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Hassan Rouhani later visited the mausoleum of the founder of Iran's Islamic Republic, the late Imam Khomeini. Iran's president-elect also discussed issues facing the nation with Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani. Rouhani won the presidential election on Friday.